有一个工人
，who's this worker？
他要修理地下的水管。
He has to repair this water pipe underground.
所以呢，他就把地挖开。
So he dug into the ground, the earth.
挖开以后呢，就发现有地泥土里面有一条很一条电缆。
So, but as he dug into the ground, he discovered a electrical cable.
那么他就请电力局的一个工程师来问他，我现在应该怎么办
？So he called an engineer from electrical company and asked for his assistance.
那么这个工程师打开那个电力图看一看，他说，在这个位置呢。明明是没有电缆在这里经过了。
However, when the engineer opened his circuitry map, he told this person that this cable shouldn't have been here.
他就告诉这个工人。
So he told this laborer,
这条电缆呢是从前工程这些工程留下来的，所以没有接上这个电源的。
So he informed this person who is digging this hole that this is leftover cable from previous projects, and it should not be a live one. Should be no electricity going through it.
所以你可以放心把它剪掉啊。
So he told this person that it's perfectly safe for him to cut this cable.
这个工人就再三问他，你的确确定，这个没有危险吗？
So this worker repeatedly asked this engineer, "Are you sure there's no danger here?"
他说绝对没问题。
The engineer reassured him repeatedly that there's no danger.
真的可以剪刀吗？剪掉吗？
Are you sure we can cut it?
他说当然可以。
Engineer said, "Absolutely, you can."
那么这个工人就说，那么你剪呢？他把这个工具交给他。
So this worker said, "That sounds great." So he handed this cutter to the engineer and said, "Go ahead and cut it."
那么这个工程师想了一想。
This engineer paused for a second.
他说，还是把附近这个电源呢关掉以后才剪好了。
However, just to be safe, let's go ahead and turn off the main circuit board before we cut it.
当我们面对一个生命有关的事情的时候呢，我们要有一个绝对可靠的根据去做决定。
So the point here is that when we are faced with a truly life or death decision, that we need to go to a very reliable source that can help us make that decision.
圣经里面呢有告诉我们。
The Bible has told us.
在希伯来书九章二十七节，他说：“按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。”
And it is stated in Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27, just as people are destined to die once, and after that to face judgment.
你肯定你自己将来可以通过神的审判吗？
Are you sure you can pass God's judgment?
你的根据是什么呢？
What will be your basis to make that decision?
保罗在罗马书第一章开始呢，就证明呢，他告诉我们，神其实现在对人呢是很生气的。
And started with the first chapter of Romans, Paul told us that God has been angry with people.
所以呢，他就在第一章十九到二十八节里面呢，去证明呢，神对外邦人呢，他愤怒的原因。
So in verses 19 through 28, in the first chapter of Romans, Paul showed God's anger to Gentiles.
这个就是因为人呢，虽然是从大自然知道神的存在，却不敬拜他，反而呢去敬拜偶像，还有做出很多误会之事的事情。
And this is what Paul stated here is that even though through nature, people are aware of God's is being informed of God's existence, but they choose not to worship God. Instead, they worship idols, and as a result, they performed many wicked things.
在第二章的一到十六节呢，是神对这些有道德的人的愤怒。
Excuse me. In chapter 2, verses 1 through 16, Paul recorded God's wrath against moral people.
这些人呢，其实他们是双重标准的人。
And because these so-called moral people are actually people of double standards.
他们呢，批评别人，但是自己所做的事情跟他们一样。
These people, even though they criticize others or judge others, but their actions are no different from those that they criticize.
所以神警告他们，如果他们这些人不赶快悔改呢，神将来的愤怒还是会临到他们。
So these people are being warned that if they do not change the course of actions, God's wrath will also fall upon them.
今天我们要看呢，其实是第三类人。
The third group of people is what we're going to study today.
这个呢是世界上面最特别的一群人。
And this is actually a very unique group in this world.
这个就是犹太人。
And these are the Jewish people.
我相信呢，当犹太人去读罗马书的时候呢，他会非常同意这些外邦人呢是该死的。
So I believe that when the Jewish people read the book of Romans, they will concur that the Gentiles deserve their penalties.
但是他们犹太人就没有这个问题了。
But however, they probably don't believe that their own Jewish people would deserve the same fate.
他们相信呢，他们一定可以通过神的审判。
They believe that they have no problem passing God's judgment.
因为他们有两个根据。
Because they say so based on two criteria.
第一，就是他们拥有律法。
Number one is that they have the law.
第二就是他们接受割礼。
And the second basis is that they're circumcised.
保罗在罗马书二章十七节到三章八节，就是要证明，其实他们这两个根据呢，其实都救不了他们。
However, Paul in verses 17 of chapter 2 through verse 8 of chapter 3 wants to show the Jewish people that their base.Has no foundation to it.
所以呢，我们先来看二章十七到二十四节。
Let's first look at verses 17 through 24 of chapter 2.
就是呢，律法救不了他们。
And that is that the law cannot save them.
在二章十七节里面呢，他们保罗说，你称为犹太人。
In verse 17, Paul says that you call yourself a Jew.
他的意思就是这些人呢，他因为他们自己是犹太人呢，觉得呢很荣耀。
What that basically means is that these Jewish people, because they are Jewish people, consider themselves a very honorable people.
为什么他们会这样子想呢？
Why do they feel that way?
后面就讲了，因为呢他们呢依靠律法。
And it tells you later that the reason they feel that way is because they rely on the law.
律法包括其实就是讲到旧约圣经。
Basically, the law here is referring to the Old Testament.
外邦人只能通过大自然知道这个世界上面有一位神。
Gentiles can only know God through God's creation in this world.
但是犹太人通过旧约圣经知道这个就是耶和华神。
However, the Jewish people know about Jehovah is their Lord through the Old Testament.
他们还可以依靠律法到神这边去。
And they can come before the Lord through the law.
第二样事情呢，就是他们指责神夸口。
And the second thing is that they can brag about the relationship with God.
我们都知道在旧约里面呢，耶和华是以色列的神。
We have learned from our Old Testament.That the Lord is Jewish people's God.
神耶和华被称为了亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
And this Lord has been declared as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
所以呢，对犹太人来说呢，他们跟神呢是有一个很亲密的关系的。
So to these Jewish people, they have a very intimate relationship already with God.
十八节里面呢讲到呢，他们从律法受了教训，晓得神的旨意，然能分别是非。
And verse 18 tells us that if you know His will and approve of what is superior because you've been instructed by the law.
那你听英文呢？还有你看中文的小字呢？其实它还有一个翻译，就是不单止他们能够分别是非，他们知道什么是最好的，使爱难美好的事。
So the English translation, and actually if you look at the small print on the Chinese verse, it also basically also tells you that it's more than just being able to tell right from wrong, but it's also they know what is superior, what is beautiful.
所以呢，你看他比起这些有道德的人更厉害。
Therefore, they are much better than those who just understand morality.
因为他知道神喜欢什么。什么是最好最美的事情，他都知道。
In addition to just being moral, they also understand God. They know what God likes and wants.
所以呢，你看十九到二十节呢，你就发觉呢，犹太人呢，他对自己的看法是自视很高的一个人。
So from verses 19 and 20, you can tell that the Jewish people regard themselves very highly.
你读这两节圣经的时候呢，你要问，如果犹太人是好像他说犹太人是光，那么谁是黑暗呢？那么就是我们外邦人了。你要怎样去了解啊？
So if you read these verses and you try to read between the lines, so to speak, when they talk about light versus darkness, if the Jewish people call themselves the light, then implicitly they're saying that the Gentiles are the darkness.
所以十九节讲到呢，他们是领路的，那么我们就是这个沙子的，就是看不见的。我们就是在黑暗里面，他们就是光明。我们呢，就是这些外邦人呢，就是愚笨人，他们就是这些师傅。我们是小孩子，他们就是先生。
So by the same token, if you look at other analogies in verses 19 and 20, it basically says that the Gentiles, us, we are the blind people, and the Jewish people are the guide. They are the light, we are the darkness, we are the foolish, they are the teacher, and we are the infant, and they are the instructors.
原因就是他们从神里面，从律法有了这个真理的模范。
And the reason is because through God and the law, they themselves have the embodiment of the law.
保罗没有否定他们特别的地位。
Paul did not disagree with their self-claim.
他只是告诉这些犹太人。
He only reminded these Jewish people.
你不可以依靠律法成为你得救的根据。
That you cannot consider yourself receiving salvation through the law.
你拥有律法，你能够照到人律法，但是这个不足够令你成为一个义人。
You may have the law, and you may be able to teach the law, but that does not make you righteous.
因为圣经说不是听律法的人为义乃是行律法的称义
Because the Bible talks about you're not righteous by hearing the law but you are righteous by practicing the law
所以呢保罗在22节里面呢是反问这些犹太人的
So in verses 21 and 22 Paul asked them a question
你们既是教导别人，还不教导自己吗？你讲说人不可偷窃，自己还偷窃吗？你说人不可奸淫，自己还奸淫吗？你们厌恶偶像，自己还偷窃庙中之物吗
？Verses 21 and 22. You then who teach others, do you not teach yourself? You who preach against stealing, do you steal? You who say that people should not commit adultery, do you commit adultery?You who abhor thy idols, do you rob temples?
我想解释一下呢，为什么这些犹太人呢，一方面很恨恶这些偶像，却会去庙里面偷东西。
I want to use this opportunity to explain why these Jewish people they despise or abhor the idols, yet they go rob from the temple.
因为呢，他们破坏一个偶像的庙的方法呢，就是去偷庙里面的东西。
Because they believe a way to bring down the idol is to go to the temple and remove the things from the temple.
然后他们偷了以后，他们觉得，嘿，可以拿去卖啊。
However, after they remove the things from the idol's temple, they decided that they can sell them for profit.
所以呢，这个就是当时这些犹太人为什么会做这些事情。
And that's the reason B, why they do these things.
保罗对犹太人的指出他们不对的地方，就是呢，在23-24节。
And verses 23 and 24 is where Paul pointed out to the Jewish people where they went wrong.
就是呢，他们一方面造人不要剪纸做，反而自己也做同一样的事情。
And basically it says that even though they tell other people not to do certain things, but they themselves are the same ones who do those things.
但是呢，犹太人跟这个有道德的人有一个分别。
But there's a difference between Jewish people and moral people.
就是他们是神的选民嘛。
The Jewish people are God's chosen people.
他们是神的儿女。
They are God's children.
所以呢，当他们去犯罪的时候，神就很掉脸的，就神就给人可以说神给人批评了，为什么神的儿女会剪纸。
So when they commit a sin, God will lose face, so to speak, and it will result in people criticizing God because they're God's children.
所以保罗呢就说呢，神的24节里面说，神的名在外邦人中因你们受亵渎，正如经上所记的。
And that's why Paul said in verse 24 that God's name is blasphemed among Gentiles because of you.
其实我们做父母的可能你也了解这个心情呢。
And I believe all of his parents can understand this.
比方说你在教会里面教主日学，或者你在中文学校里面教中文。
So for example, if you're a teacher in church Sunday school or a teacher in Chinese school.
那么刚好你的儿女呢也在你的班里面。
And it just so happened that your children are in your class.
每一个人都知道呢，这个就是你的儿女啦。
And everyone knows that these are your children.
但是你的儿女呢，跟其他同学一样的捣蛋。
But your children misbehave just like all the other children.
当你要求他们听话的时候呢，他一样不听你的话。
When you ask them to listen, they disobey just like others.
那么你的心情是怎么样？
What would be how would you feel?
你就觉得哎呀，我就是很丢脸的一件事情。
And you would definitely feel like you're losing face.
这个就是为什么神用一个很严重的话告诉犹太人，我的名因为你们被亵渎了。
And that is why God used making a very severe statement about how his name is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you.
保罗对犹太人的提醒对我们基督徒有什么帮助呢？
How would Paul's reminder to the Jewish people be helpful to us Christians?
我想有一样相同的事情，就是我们也是神的儿女。
There is one similarity, and that is we are also children of God.
所以基督徒千万不要犯罪。
And that's why for us Christians, we definitely should not sin.
无论这个罪在世界的人眼里面看是多么小的一件事情。
Regardless how small the sin might be regarded by people in this world.
但是当我们犯罪的时候，神就有他的仇敌就有讥笑他的一个机会。
Because when we sin, God's enemies has an opportunity to laugh at our God.
还有一样事情我想呢，就是给我们每一个人一个提醒。
And I think there's one other thing here that's a good reminder for all of us.
就是我们人对，你可以说对圣经、对律法的认识，其实不是我们得救的根据。
And that is that our knowledge, understanding of the law is not the basis for our salvation.
你可能去了教会很多很多年了。
Maybe you have attended church for many, many years.
但是这个不是你得救的根据。
But that is not the basis for your salvation.
我记得呢，我曾经在一个主持一个丧礼的时候呢，见到一个朋友是从前在教会里面见过很多年的。
I remember attending a funeral and ran into a friend that attended church for many years.
但是我发觉呢，他的表现呢，就好像一个拜佛的人一样。
But I observed him, and I feel like his actions were more like one who worshipped Buddhism.
那么我就完了以后，我就问他，你是一个基督徒吗？
So after the funeral, I asked him, "Are you a Christian?"
他就很自豪地说，我从穿尿布的时候已经去教会。
And he said in a very proud way that he had started attending church ever since he was wearing a diaper.
你知道这个不能成为你得救的根据。
But do you understand that this cannot become the basis of our salvation?
你知道律法，你知道从圣经里面知道谁是真神，你知道耶稣是谁。你这个知识，如果不是你所相信的事情，只是他救不了你。
So if you got to understand that the understanding of who the true God is and who Jesus is, that knowledge piece itself cannot save you.
真正可以救我们的是我们对主耶稣的信心。
The only thing that can save us is our faith in Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗提醒我们，神审判人的时候是按人的行为。
Paul reminds us that when we are judged by God, we're judged according to how we have acted in this world.
犹太人还有一个，我说这是免死金牌啊。
And Paul also brings out this what I called get out of hell free.
这个就是犹太人还有一招，就是呢，他有受过割礼。
And this so-called get out of hell free card referred by Paul is a Jewish people's circumcision.
这个是什么来的一件事呢？
And what do I say it this way?
割礼呢是神跟以色列人立约的一个记号。
Circumcision is a covenantal mark between God and Jewish people.
是神与亚伯拉罕，就是犹太人的先祖所立约的时候呢，的要以色列人成为他的子民的一个记号。
And this circumcision first became the mark of covenant between God and Jewish people when Abraham and God had this covenant between them.
所以每一个犹太人，他们男生出生第八天，他们就会接受一个割礼，就是把他们男的生殖器官的表皮的割掉。
So what that is on the eighth day after a male child is born, the foreskin on his genital is removed.
这个就是他们立约的一个记号。
And that's the mark of the covenant between God and Jewish people.
犹太人他有一个他们的有一个教导呢，就是亚伯拉罕呢会坐在地狱的门口，保证没有一个受割礼的人呢会下地狱的。
And there is this teaching among Jewish people that Abraham is going to be sitting at the gate of hell, that to ensure that no circumcised Jewish people would enter hell.
所以他们就说。没错，我们是犯罪，但是我们受割礼，所以我们一定不会掉进地狱里面了。
That's why they believe that yes, it is true that we're sinful, but because we're circumcised, that's why we will never enter hell.
二十五节开始呢，就是保罗解释了割礼对你无益。
And verse 25 is where Paul begins to explain that circumcision alone has no value.
25节说，你若是行律法的， 各理固然与你有益，若是犯了律法的，你的各理就算不得各理。
And verse 25 says that circumcision has value if you observe the law, but if you break the law, you have become as though you had not been circumcised.
你知道什么是一个记号啊？
Do you know what I mean by a mark?
或者一个 symbol 啊？
Or a symbol.
这个呢，这个就是一个记号，就是我们结婚的戒指，就是一个记号。
The ring on our ring finger, for example, is a symbol of our marriage.
但是个人呢，如果他结婚，他每天戴他的结婚戒指，但是却背着他的配偶，他被配偶去做一些不忠的事情，其实这个戒指不能保障他们的婚姻。
So for example, if a person was married and wears this wedding ring all the time, yet the person is still unfaithful to the spouse, to his or her spouse, then this symbol itself, the ring itself, cannot guarantee their marriage.
这个就是保罗呢在26-27节里面解释给他们听，就是解释给他们听，遵守律法跟受割礼的一个比较。
And that's exactly what Paul is explaining to the Jewish people in verses 26 and 27, the relationship between the law and circumcision.
遵守律法比起割礼更重要。
Obeying the law is much more important than the symbol of circumcision.
在28-29节里面呢，他就强调了，其实一个真正的割礼应该是在心灵上面的。
And in verse 28-29, Paul brings out and stresses that a true circumcision is a circumcision of the heart.
在29节说，唯有里面做的才是真犹太人，正个里也是信你的，在乎灵不在乎于文，这人是的称赞是不是从人来的，乃是从神来的。
Because verse 29, Paul says that a man is a Jew if he is one inwardly, and circumcision is circumcision of the heart, by the Spirit, not by the writing, not by the written code. Such a man's praise is not from man, but from God.
今天在教会里面呢，有一些人他的得救的根据就是他受了浸礼。
And today, in church, the basis of some people's salvation is their baptism.
但是呢，我其实我每一次敬礼的时候呢，都会提醒教会。
But every time we have a baptism, I would remind the church.
敬礼不是我们得救的根据。
That baptism alone is not the basis of our salvation.
敬礼没有任何的救赎的功能的。
The baptism itself has no magical power for our salvation.
敬礼只是一个记号。
Baptism is a symbol.
当一个人相信主耶稣以后呢，他会站在众人面前宣告，我是一个基督徒。
When a person believes in Lord Jesus Christ, he will stand in front of a public and proclaim that he is a follower of Jesus.
他就是用敬礼的方法去告诉人。
And baptism is only a way for him to make that proclamation.
所以在圣经里面有一句话就是信而受洗。
So that's why it says in the Bible that you baptize because of faith, because of believing.
或者你可以说你首先是相信跟着以后才是受洗。
So what that basically means is that you must believe first before you get baptized.
原因就是因为我们的信心才是我们得救的根据。
And it's the reason we say that is because faith is the only and true basis for our salvation.
是我们的信心让一个人重生。
It's because of our faith that we are reborn.
因为我们重生，所以我们可以进神的国。
And because we are reborn, and that's how we can enter God's kingdom.
犹太人听到保罗简直把他们两个得救的根据呢，都 说没有用的时候呢，我想，他们一定很生气。
And I believe that when Paul has stated that the two bases of salvation that the Jewish people have always relied upon, which is the law and circumcision, are actually valueless, the Jewish people must be very angry.
所以呢，他就在保罗就想到他们心里面就会反对保罗所讲的话。
So Paul is anticipating at this point that inside of them they must be against what Paul is preaching.
他们可能有三样事情反对的。
There are probably three things that disagree or are against Paul's teaching.
第一样事情呢，就是如果保罗所讲的是对的，那么是不是代表神是一个不忠实的一个神？
The first thing they would disagree with Paul is if Paul is right, could this mean that that God is unfaithful?
原因就是神与以色列人立约。
And the reason is because God has this covenant with Jewish people.
但是最后以色列人跟外邦人其实是没有分别的，都要下地狱，那么是不是神没就是不忠于他的约？
However, at the end, if both Jewish people and the Gentiles can enter hell, does that mean that God's covenant is no longer valid and therefore he's unfaithful?
所以你看三章第一节呢，他犹太人就在问，犹太人有什么长处？割礼有什么益处？就是反映他们心里面在想，就是没有什么大不了，如果保罗讲的对。
So that's why Paul in verse 1, chapter 3, brings out the question that he thinks the Jewish people are asking inside of them, and that is what advantage then is there in being a Jew, or what value is there in circumcision?
但是保罗说，第二节，三章二节，他凡事大有好处，其实的确犹太人有一个好处，就是呢神的圣言呢交托他们。
The verse 2, Paul is telling comforting the Jewish people that yes, there is benefit or advantage in every way. First of all, they have been entrusted with very words of God.
他们得不到这个好处的原因呢，不是神不忠于他，不守信。他们得不到这个好处，因为他们自己没有遵守这个约的要求。
So Paul is telling them that the reason the Jewish people cannot realize the advantage is not because God is unfaithful, but rather it's because the Jewish people did not follow the laws dictated by the covenant.
这个就好像呢，你跟一个公司订一个合同。
It's just like you sign a contract with another company.
你说呢，你告诉这个公司，就是你在某年某月某日做好这个工程，那么呢，我就给你这笔钱。
And basically the contract is to specify that if you complete this project in a timely and within budget, and this is what we'll pay you.
最后这个公司他没有在所定的日子也没有做完他的工作的时候，那么你的钱当然不给他了。
So if the company that you sign a contract with cannot complete the project in a timely fashion, then of course you're not obligated to make the payment.
律法就是这样子，神说如果你全守这个律法，那么你就有永生，只是犹太人都做不到，所以他们就没有了。
So that's basically what the law is requiring. If they obey the law, then they have eternal life. But if they cannot follow the law, then of course you're not going to have eternal life.
所以呢，保罗就是说，就是所有人呢，所有犹太人他们都不信，就是不守约，神仍然其实是没有违反他的约。
So what Paul is saying that if every Jewish person every one of them does not follow the law, they do not follow what's dictated by the covenant, then the enter hell does not mean that God did not obey his promise.
这个是他们的问题，不是神的问题。
So the problem is with the Jewish people, it's not with God.
那么他们听完保罗的解释以后呢，第二个反对保罗所讲的就是，那么是不是神不义啊？
And the second disagreement they would have had with Paul would be about whether God is unrighteous in this case.
第五节里面呢，他讲，我们的不义若显出神的义来，我们可以怎么说呢？神降怒是他不义吗？
So verse 5 says that, but if our unrighteousness brings out God's righteousness more clearly, what shall we say? That God is unjust in bringing his wrath on us?
这种解释呢，我说是一种歪理啊。
This kind of explanation is a very prejudiced or biased explanation.
有的时候你的确听到人家这样子讲。
Actually, you do hear this from time to time.
他们会说没有黑哪有白呢？
They would argue with you that without darkness, how could there be light?
没有我们这样子邪恶的人，哪有你们这么正直的人呢？
Without us being wicked, how can that bring out your righteousness?
所以呢，他的意思就是，虽然我们是犯罪，但是我们也有我们的贡献呢。
So what they basically saying that we still have our contributions even though we're sinful.
所以呢，神简直审判我们，判我们去地狱是神的不义啊。
So therefore, when God sends us to hell, then God is being unrighteous.
保罗的答案是在第六节。
Paul's answer is in verse 6.
他说呢，顿服不是，若是解让，神怎么审判这个世界呢？
Certainly not. If that were so, how could God judge the world?
这个解释呢，对犹太人来说是不能辩驳的，因为他们就是相信神有一天会审判这个世界。
The God's judgment is something that Jewish people will not dispute, because they do believe that one day God will judge this world.
就是你不是一个犹太人，如果我们的确这样子根据这个外理去想的时候，其实没有什么事情你可以判断的，任何审判其实都没有根据。
So even though if we're not, even though we're not Jewish people, we cannot
have any judgment, 因为你常常可以用这个借口说成为你的辩护的方法。
Okay, so if we can use that as an excuse to defend ourselves.
那么犹太人最后一个抗议呢，就是第七、第八节了。
And the last protest or disagreement that the Jewish people would have are stated in verse 7 and 8.
就是呢，神这样子审判犹太人呢，是不合神情理的。
That God's judgment for Jewish people in such a way will be unreasonable.
第七节说，若神的证实因为我们的虚谎越发显出他的荣耀，为什么我还受审判，好像罪人呢？
Verse 7 says, someone might argue, if my falsehood enhances God's truthfulness and so increases his glory, why am I still condemned as a sinner?
我举一个例子解释他们的理由啊。
I'll use an example to explain their rationale.
就好像我们知道圣经里面的犹大呢，他出卖耶稣。
So we know that from the Bible that Judas betrayed Jesus.
那么耶稣最后就死在十字架上。
And Jesus died on the cross.
犹大可以这样子说。
And Judas might argue in such a way.
我出卖耶稣呢是我的错。
Yes, it is my fault that I betrayed Jesus.
但是我出卖耶稣以后呢，耶稣死在十字架上面就承受这个咒恩了。
But however, because I betrayed Jesus, he was able to die on the cross and therefore to complete our salvation.
所以呢，我犹大对这个咒恩呢，其实都有一点贡献的。
And that's why I have some contribution to salvation of mankind.
所以我审判我有罪呢，是他不合成情理的。
So that if God judges me as being sinful, then he's being unreasonable.
坚持去辩驳的人呢，我想起我们英文有一句话。
If a person argues this way, it reminds me of American saying.
就是呢 ，end justifies the means.
And the saying is that the end justifies the means.
中文呢，我想来想去的就想到我们中国人有句话。
And there is also a Chinese saying in a similar way.
管你黑猫白猫，住到老鼠都是好猫。
I don't care what kind of cat you are, what you look like, as long as you can catch mouse, you're a good cat.
就是如果达到好的结果，那么我怎么完成这个事情就不打紧了。
As long as there are good results at the end, the ways of getting this results is not important.
保罗的回答呢是在第八节。
Paul's answer is in verse 8.
为什么不说我们可以作恶而成善呢？
Why not say that let us do evil so that good may result?
我们知道这句话是互相矛盾的。
We know that there is a basic contradiction in the statement.
保罗在第二章十七到三章八节，就是证明里面世界里面，包括这些犹太人，其实他们将来都是通不过神的审判。
And basically, what Paul is saying from the verse 17, chapter 2 to verse 8 of chapter 3, is that everybody in this world, including the Jewish people, cannot pass God's judgment on their own.
他们的律法，他们的个理，救不了他们。
They cannot be saved through their law. They cannot be saved through their circumcision.
包括将来他们的外理，也不能够救他们脱离神的审判。歪理就是他这个
argument. Even their own biased argument cannot save them from God's judgment.
所以我们回到我们最初的一句话。
So let's go back to the beginning verse that I shared with you.
这句话就是说，按照定命，人人都有一死。
And this says that just as people are destined to die.
你要发觉，圣经告诉我们，人死不是如当灭。
And the Bible tells us that when we die, it's not like a flame has gone out.
因为死后且有审判。
Because there is judgment after death.
那么我们怎么去面对这个审判呢？
So how can we face this judgment?
你的根据是什么呢？
What will be your basis?
你会说我大概可以通过神的审判。
Do you say I probably can pass God's judgment?
我差不多应该可以啊。
Or I almost could.
还是你有一个确定的一个根据，你是可以通过神的审判。
Or do you have the assurance that you can pass God's judgment?
其实保罗在用罗马书开始三章，就是证明没有一个人可以通过，因为行律法可以通过神的审判。
And that's basically what Paul is saying in the first three chapters of the book of Romans, that no one can pass God's judgment by relying on the law.
那么你会对我说，牧师，那么你就死定了。
So you may say to me that for sure I'm going to die.
本来是，我们应该是死定的。
It is true that we originally are destined to die.
但是呢，你看呢，只是希伯来书二十七九章二十七节后面还有一节。
But if you look at the ninth chapter of the book of Hebrews, after verse 27, there's one more verse.
他讲到了我们得救啊，其实有一个根据，这个根据就是耶稣基督在十字架上面的救赎。
And that verse tells us that our salvation, that the basis of our salvation is the redemption that Jesus completed on the cross.
因为他们耶稣第一次来的时候为我们在十字架上面牺牲。
Because when Jesus first came, the first time that he died for us on the cross.
如果我们接受他在十字架上面的工作，
if we receive the works that he completed on the cross.
接受耶稣成为我们的救主，
that we receive him, Jesus, as our Savior.
二十八节告诉我们，耶稣再来的时候，他就为了要拯救我们。
And then verse 28 of the book of Hebrews tells us that when he comes again, he's going to save us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你的救恩。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your salvation.
因为这个救恩不在乎我们的行为。
because this salvation does not depend on what we do.
因为主耶稣已经为我们成就了律法的要求。
Because Lord Jesus has complete law's requirements for us.
如果我们接受他的救赎的时候，我们就不需要去面对神的一些审判。
If we receive the redemption from Jesus, then we do not have to face God's judgment.
让我们在这个感恩节的时候，常常纪念感谢主耶稣给我们的救恩。
And during this time of Thanksgiving, please help us remember and be thankful for Lord Jesus' salvation.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Thank you for listening to our prayers.